Southwark News, Thursday, March 21st, 2013. Residents told, pay tax for a bedroom you don't have. Dancer, one of 90 wrongly classified in bed tax scheme. A Peckham flamenco dancer has been told to pay for an extra bedroom she does not have, or face eviction, she claims. Jackie Wilford, 55, received a letter from Southwark Council in February saying she was to receive cuts in her housing benefit based on new government rules which reduce the payment for those with an extra bedroom they do not need. However, Jackie has lived alone in the same one-bedroom flat since 1982 and has even had her flat inspected several times by council officials. I just thought it was a mistake, Jackie said. Then I got the second letter that said, we've looked at the case and it's classified as a two-bedroom flat. I had already made two phone calls, so I was quite shocked to get it. Then someone called the council on her behalf, with an official allegedly admitting that bungled administration meant that thousands of properties in Southwark have now been incorrectly classified. They said they would put me on a list, and it would take at least 6 months to sort out, and that in the meantime, if I didn't pay my rent, I would be evicted, said Jackie. If you squeeze me so hard, I'd be better off on the dole, and that makes me very angry, Jackie said. I don't want handouts, I just want what I'm entitled to. The council told the news this week that 5,700 tenants had been sent letters warning them they might be affected by the new bedroom tax, based on the information currently held on council systems. Of the initial mailing, 90 letters have since been withdrawn, as the data held by the council was incorrect, a spokeswoman said. Councillor Richard Livingstone, Cabinet Member for Finance and Resources, said, we're very sorry for the distress caused to Miss Wilford. We have now confirmed that her property has one bedroom and therefore her benefits will be unaffected by the bedroom tax. We will write to her today to confirm this. There will inevitably be issues like this with the introduction of such a complex national change to benefits, and we're doing all we can to help residents. If we have errors on our system, then we aim to carry out a house visit within 5 working days, and the correct information will be updated on our systems. There is no suggestion that changes will take 6 months to implement, and if there's any delay in sorting out a problem, then no tenant will be evicted whilst their case is being resolved.